Joining us on the line now is the sales manager for Ethiopia Airlines. That's Bati Pendu, joining me on the line from Johannesburg. Bati, we thought we'd get you online for a number of reasons. One, Ethiopian Airlines has seen exponential growth, in fact, over the last couple of months, particularly last couple of weeks, in part, one thinks, because of the challenges that Qatar Airways has been seeing. But more importantly, because of this growth in a demand for your product and service, unfortunately, there have been quite a number of reports of people who have not been as happy with the service that you've been providing. Good morning.
Morning. Morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you. Yes. Should I go ahead?
Please do.
Okay. All right. Yes. Ethiopian Airlines is becoming a more popular choice of travel on the continent. And it is because of our extensive network, as we cover over 54 destinations in Africa, more than any other airline in the world, and 99 destinations worldwide, which makes us number one in Africa. So we're very proud of that. And because we are the largest and the fastest growing airline in the continent, we do come across some challenges. And of course, I don't know if you've heard, but the past weekend is an example of that, where we had a delay from Addis Ababa to Gaborone. So management had to take a decision of delaying the Johannesburg flight to try and rescue those passengers. And we always accommodate passengers by providing hotel accommodation and giving them all meals and transit visas. And just to prove to you that this is not a non-Ethiopian Airlines, we have been rated every month on our on-time performance, and we always achieve between 95% and 97% as an airline. And I'm sure the listeners would know that we're always on time, especially out of South Africa, and this rating is a proof of that. I hope I've answered your question.
which congratulations, by the way, all round when it comes to that. However, there was an article on IOL this past week. I happened to be on board one of your airlines this past week as well, where there was certainly quite a lot of demand for your product and service out of Europe via Addis, obviously down to South Africa. And a lot of people ended up spending an additional 8 hours in Addis, which is fine because you get to experience a city you would have not otherwise stopped over at. But for people who are coming down to Cape Town to spend a holiday, there was a couple on the flight who were from Malaysia who only had 5 days to spend in Cape Town. Their frustration was the fact that they did not want to spend a day in Addis when they actually planned to be in Cape Town. When they arrived in Cape Town, they then had not received their luggage because it had not made its way all the way down to Cape Town. So those are the kind of capacity and logistical issues and challenges, I'm afraid, that would frustrate your passenger as they're making their way to, in this case, Cape Town.
Yeah, and we really apologize for that. But as I said, it was such an unfortunate event because that's not the norm for our airline. But I'm sure your passengers were well accommodated by our staff as we try and look after them. And on board as well, the service was pretty good. And I know for a fact they also received their luggage afterwards. Is that correct?
I would need to check with them. I don't have the information in front of me, I'm afraid, Bati. What measures is the airline putting in place now to make sure that this kind of thing... look, delays happen all the time, right? All major airlines around the world have them all the time. But what measures are you, as Ethiopian Airlines, putting in place to make sure this does not happen again, if possible, and more importantly, it has as minimal an impact on your passengers as is possible?
Okay. It is part of our mission to use, you know, the modern and environmentally friendly technology in all areas. I don't know if you know, in 2010, we had the Dreamliner, and right now, last year, we've been receiving an A350 almost every month. So using the new technology will help us to reduce, obviously, the delays in terms of less technical problems, and there's more safety, you know, things like that. So we've taken that step to actually introduce new modern aircraft to avoid such problems.
All right, Bati, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Bati Pendu is the sales manager for Ethiopia Airlines. We have seen an exponential growth in the product and service that the airline has been able to provide its passengers over time. And with that, unfortunately, has come certain challenges.